Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
Anybody ever heard of a can of cluck? A can of cluck. Cannabis infused chicken. The good old can of cluck. Well, if you haven't, if you have never heard of the can of cluck, you are welcome. Compliments of myself, Otis B. Dreads, and of course, my partner in Slime. I don't know. Mr. Jackal Monkey, it's Night Living Dreads podcast. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I've been feeling a little shitty here lately. Fucking.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You ain't got the run, do you?
No. Nah, I'm pretty sure that's not what it is. I've been coughing like a motherfucker, but I mean, it ain't nothing out of the ordinary with me, but. Yeah. Yeah, fucking back's all sore and shit, ribs hurt, you know, from coughing so fucking much.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Fuck. Yeah, it feels like somebody beat the shit out of me.
Mm. Well, that sucks. How long's this been going on, though?
Shit, a couple days now.
Yeah, maybe it's on its last leg. Maybe you're at the end of it.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, man. Yeah, how you been? How you been doing these
first
couple of days?
Well, you know, working like a slave. Well, not really the last couple of days. It was the weekend. You know, we hung out with some friends New Year's Eve. This is actually the first podcast of the new year, so happy New Year, Dreadheads.
Hell yeah, happy Patience. New Year, fellas.
it was. You know, it's just really relaxing the past couple of days, but you know, just back to the same old, you know, working every damn day and not having a dollar to show for it.
Yeah, I
Mrs.
Dredge
takes it all. She gets me every Friday. Give me your money.
What money?
Yeah, right. I got no money. Oh, he pulled a Debo. That's great. What money? It's my money.
Hell yeah. What money? It's my money now.
My money now. Man, it's my grandmama's change.
Yeah, grandmama gave me that change.
Oh, yeah. That's just like normal. First thing, right on down the shitter.
Right down the shitter.
If you want to hear more episodes that go down the shitter just like this, you can go over there at nightoflivingdreads.com. You can find all the episodes here because this is episode 88. And you got 12 more to 100 episodes of this, whatever this is so far. So I have to come up with something, I guess, to do. But anyway, but you can listen right there on the website, nightlivingdreads.com, where you can listen on Spotify, Stitcher. And right now, I think those are the only two. I thought at one time we were on, like, iTunes or something, but everything started changing at that point. Like they changed something. It was, like, iPodcast or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand all that shit. But anyway, those are the, you know, the three ways to listen. Spotify, Stitcher, and over there at nightlivingdreads.com. We also have, you know, posting them up over there. Join us. Become a patient of our little insane asylum over there on Facebook page and the group. You can, you know, you can follow both, but the group is where all the good meds are.
That's where all the crazy shit goes down.
Yeah, that's where the crazy shit goes down, right? That's where we have fun. It's a pretty cool group, if I do say so myself. We're about 1,300 strong. Patience strong, so not doing too bad. We have a good time, And we a lot of times, you know, run across articles like what we're going to talk about, because we got 11 crazy crime stories that could only come from the depths of 2020. Because 2020, obviously, yeah. Oh, I know. You know, these are going to be doozies.
It is a shit fucking year. So good God, I could only imagine.
You could only imagine. Oh, trust me.
Only imagine. Good
I will, God. I will not disappoint. And here's the thing. I started reading through, you know, some of these, like the first maybe three stories, I think. And I'm like, okay. And then I got sidetracked. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just gonna wing it. Okay. So I've seen like two or three of these stories. So I don't, after the first shit. Two, yeah,
they,
I don't know. I don't
they, know. They were that good, huh?
Yo, yeah, yeah. I read the first two, and I'm like, oh, if they're that good, it can only get better.
Oh, fuck. Well, we're in for a wild fucking ride, then.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So why don't we jump into this wild ride? Here we go. Number one on the list. And I don't think these are in, like, order or anything. This is just the first one. Mother-daughter duo. So we're keeping it in the family. You know, a little mother-daughter time. Mother-daughter duo caught selling corpses out of their family funeral home.
Oh, shit.
No, just a little side hustle.
Oh, God.
Just a little side hustle. This little article says, Megan Hess and her mother, Shirley Coke, opened the Sunset Mesa funeral home in 2009. They appeared to be just your run-of-the-mill family business until nearly a decade later it was revealed that they'd been selling corpses.
Holy shit.
And then lying to the grieving families. What kind of person do you have to be to do that? You know what I mean?
That's fucked up. Jesus Christ.
And you haven't heard the worst. Oh my God. You haven't heard the worst of it yet, okay?
Oh shit.
They made on top of that, they made hundreds of thousands of dollars illegally selling entire corpses
or just
individual heads, torsos, arms, legs. They sold them to scientists, to teachers, to people in the medical community. And then they provided the relatives with the deceased ashes, but it was made up of other corpses. It wasn't even their own deceased.
Oh God.
That's fucked up, man. And here's the icing on the cake. One victim, her name is Judy Kressler. She found out that her father's, and this, she's an older lady. It doesn't give her age, but you could tell she's probably, I'm going to say early 60s, 64. Her father's body had been sold to Saudi Arabia.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Out of the back of this little funeral home.
For what? For science purposes?
That would be my guess. It does not go into detail on that, but she just found out that, yeah, her body, his body was actually sold. But here's the happy ending. Both mother and daughter are facing 135 years in prison as a result.
Holy shit.
With some, yeah. So that's a little bit of justice, I guess, restored, but I don't think it really even much puts a damper on what the relatives and those, you know, the loved ones of the deceased that they just shipped out the back door, you know, like they were the mob or something.
Right, like, because I mean, geez, Louise, like the family's grieving and shit, and like you're gonna desecrate their loved ones' bodies by doing some shit like that, like, geez,
yeah,
that's fucked up, man.
And here's one, here's another one. TikTok teens, say that real fast. TikTok teens find a
TikTok,
TikTok,
TikTok.
TikTok teens find suitcase stuffed with human remains.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Yeah, I heard about this one.
In Seattle? Was it the one in Seattle? The Rando Nautica? It's some kind of an app. And I guess it's almost like the geocaching in a sense. It takes you to like random, it's randomly generated, you know, coordinates that, you know, you use this app and it'll take you to certain places. Well, it took these teens to a shoreline near Luna Park Beach in Seattle. And that's where they found what is described as a putrid suitcase discarded on the jetty. And it is, one of the girls, it said, went up there and poked it with a stick and figured out that there were mutilated human remains in it. Just rotting away.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. They launched a huge investigation, obviously, and they then found another piece of luggage containing 7 more dismembered body parts. And
holy shit.
As of now, the case still remains unsolved.
Wow. The suitcase killer.
The suitcase killer.
Got the suitcase killer out there putting bodies in the suitcases on the beaches. For TikTok.
For TikTok.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking crazy shit, man.
It is.
Look at it like, oh, man.
Okay, you ready to get just a little bit crazier? And this is the one that I have not read all the way through yet.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's go.
Here we go.
You said there's 10 of these?
There's 11 of them.
Oh, shit. All right, let's go.
All right.
Shit, fucking turn it up to 11. Let's go.
Oh, man. A man murders his disabled girlfriend and then poses as her on Facebook.
What the fuck?
September 2019, 40-year-old John Matthew Chapman lured his 33-year-old girlfriend, Jamie Fedden, to the Nevada desert. He convinced her to prepare for a bondage-themed photo shoot. So I don't know if he was some kind of photographer or wannabe, or that was just his stick. You know what I mean?
And, so it was like kind of their thing, or
right? She allowed him though. Whatever it was, you know, he was apparently convincing enough because she allowed him to tie her to a signpost. Unaware.
Okay. Does it say how she was disabled?
No. Oh, well, I'm looking at a picture of her. I mean, she just seems to, I don't know. Maybe it's coming up here, but yeah, this guy is cruel because yeah, she does look like, oh, it's called Vatter, VATER syndrome. It causes birth defects, including a small size. And that's all it really says about that in this, but I'm sure you could find, more about that. But, she looks pretty frail in this picture that I'm looking at. Yeah. She tied him up, or he tied her up to a fucking signpost, and she was choked to death after Chapman allegedly taped her mouth and nose shut. He then drove back to her Pennsylvania home and moved into her house where he posed as her online thinking he could avert suspicion.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah, so this guy is a real special kind of fucking stupid.
Okay? What an idiot.
But those who, you know, knew, Fedden, whatever. They knew that something just, you know, wasn't right. And it was probably the way that she carried herself online that he could not duplicate.
Right.
So, they did a welfare check on her and they went to her apartment and bam, there he was. Chapman just chilling out. He was arrested and At that point, they discovered that, you know, he'd been married to another woman, living a double life.
Oh, shit.
Faces life in prison or the death penalty if convicted. So,
damn.
Now, here's a story. I have nothing. I had no idea about this one. Mom obsessed with the apocalypse kills her kids.
What?
Yeah. Kills her kids.
The end is coming. I'll bring it to you. Welcome, death, children. Jesus fucking Christ. People are fucking crazy, man.
And here's the thing, okay? It wasn't just the idea. Maybe it was partly the idea, but apparently from what I'm just glancing over, it looks like she became more with an author, a doomsday author. Her name is Lori Vallow, and it says that she became obsessed with a doomsday author named Chad Daybell. Does this sound familiar? Have you heard this one?
I think so. Yeah.
I guess, you know, she became, you know, just infatuated with this guy. Let's see. Daybell claimed that he could see the future. He hear voices speaking prophecies meant only for him, that the end of the world would be near.
Let me look into my crystal balls.
Hey, grab Lori, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, she wholeheartedly believed this guy. And all of a sudden, shortly after they met, guess whose wife disappears? Daybell's. Oh, no, she died in her sleep. Just out of the blue. Fucking dying. Go figure. That's when Daybell and Lori decide, I guess they're going to spend, because the end of the world's coming, right? So they want to spend it. So they went, you know, having good times. They went to Hawaii. That's where they got married. They figured, the end of the world's coming. Might as well go to Hawaii and get married. Makes sense. They end up, her children end up missing. Ex-husband's parents become a little bit concerned about the whereabouts of the children.
I think this is the one that I heard about.
She was extradited when they she failed to do so. So they extradited her to find out where her damn kids are. And witnesses explained how Vallow, Lori there, believed her children had become zombies and needed to be killed.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And it's not something to laugh at, but I mean,
you undead little bastard!
Right.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Oh my God! I said no more brains tonight.
All them video games that made you brain eaters.
Brain eaters, you damn little brain eaters.
Now I gotta kill you, bitch.
Some bitch. Just you starting to like your little choice. Asses.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Yeah, they later uncovered the remains of her missing children buried behind Daybell's home.
was it like on like a ranch or something like that?
It does not say. Let me see. Yeah, no, that was the end of that one. Doesn't say.
That's fucking crazy.
Here's one we could let's see. Peeping Tom spying on teenage girl at Cracker Barrel, beaten by group of enraged dads.
God damn.
I don't think we need to really go much into that one. So we're gonna just skip right through. They beat the holy hell out of this guy. Holy shit. But gonna happen. I've seen more than one video regarding them fucking,
like, peeping Toms and jumping that kind of shit, getting caught.
And getting pedophiles that way. Yeah. Beating them down.
Yeah.
Right, here's one that I'm sure we all saw, and this is another one we can skip, you know, kind of quick past this one, because it was the one about the man who smokes a joint while he's in court for marijuana possession.
What? No, I didn't see this one.
Really? 20-year-old Spencer Boston, he appeared before a judge in Lebanon, Tennessee for marijuana possession, and he boldly lit a joint to prove a point.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you could see the video of it. He's standing right there at the podium. Like, you know, talking, and just pulls it out and lights
it up.
He's
like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, man, you can't tell me, man.
Your laws don't have nothing to do with me, man.
Right. Oh, my. Yeah, so, okay, let's see. Okay. Incel. Is that how you say that? I-N-C-E-L? I even had to look this up a little bit earlier.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, this guy blows off his hand while making bomb to kill cheerleaders.
Holy shit. I didn't hear about this one.
This one apparently happened in Virginia. 23-year-old Cole Carini walked into a local medical center missing one hand and covered in shrapnel and blood.
I forgot my accident.
I'm feeling a little woozy here. You said it went in there, he pleaded for help. Please help me. I'm getting faint.
I'm so bad.
He said it was...
I'm so bad.
He said it was a lawnmower accident.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Of course he did.
Right. The FBI quickly discovered that this was not the case. They learned that Carini, who had previously been convicted on charges related to explosives, had actually planned to kill quote unquote hot cheerleaders with a homemade bomb.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, quote unquote. They put that in quotes. Hot cheerleaders. looking at this little shit stain, I can understand why he'd probably have a little angst towards the hot ones, because none of them are fucking talking to him.
Jesus Christ.
That actually backfired, literally, and he ended up blowing his fucking hand off. Oh my God, dude. They have a mugshot right here of him, and he still has the blood splattered up on his face.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's fucking great.
That's fucking priceless.
Oh my. Wait till yeah, I'll send this. I'll have to actually put this in the description of the this is good.
Jesus Christ, what a fucking dumbass. God damn.
So all right.
That's fucking people, man.
Right. Here's another one. I don't think we need to really go too deep in. Man moves into daughter's dorm to start a sex cult.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Only in 2020, my friend.
Jesus
only in 2020.
Christ. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Hey,
Charlotte, I'm going to be coming down this weekend, and by the way, I'm going to start staying down the hall from you.
Right.
Don't mind all the people in robes you see walking around, right, and all the sex noises you hear. That's nothing. It's just normal.
Just go about your daily.
Just go on.
Yeah.
Jesus,
my God, right?
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Here we go. Woman murders boyfriend so that she can marry her father.
Whoa. All right, one more time.
West Virginia, again, by God, West by God, Virginia, 31-year-old Amanda McClure married or murdered her boyfriend, 38-year-old John McGuire, with the help of her sister and father. Her modus operandi, Mary Pops.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She murdered her boyfriend.
Right.
With the help of her sister and her father.
Mm-hmm.
To marry her dad.
Yes.
Oh, take me home.
Oh,
West Virginia.
Mount Mama. McClure reportedly she dosed McGuire with liquid methamphetamine before family tortured him for 2 or 3 days before finally killing him. So they had a little fun with him, man. They just didn't put two in the head and bury him in the backyard. You know,
Jesus, no,
they had a little fun with him, and he was then dismembered, buried, exhumed, reburied, and unfortunately found at the property the family was staying in.
God damn.
That's
terrible.
McClure.
That's fucking terrible.
Begged. McClure begged for forgiveness. And claimed that the abuse she suffered at the hands of her father had ultimately led her down this murderous path. Isn't that what they all fucking say? To be honest.
Yeah.
But she was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Her deceased boyfriend. And there's a picture of him there. Okay. Whatever. All right. A cannibal arrested for illegally castrating a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We're going out to Oklahoma for this one, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Lee Allen. Okay, castrated a 28-year-old Oklahoma man in a remote cabin in the woods. There's your horror story.
Yeah, no shit, right?
He reportedly also told his victim before his grisly procedure that he was a cannibal. I'm going to cut off your wiener. And I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat your wiener.
I'm going to eat your weenie.
I'm going to eat that weenie, boy.
You're going to like it. You're going to sit there and watch me eat your weenie. No.
You're going to watch me eat your weenie and you're going to like it.
And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the victim had gotten into this mess when he met a man online who asked to castrate him. The man known as Thomas. I swear, I don't think I read that wrong.
What?
I'll read that again just in case. The victim had gotten into this mess when he met a man online who asked to castrate him.
That's what I thought.
Asked to castrate him. The man known as Thomas Gates agreed and flew him out to do so.
Oh my God.
Even though the act was consensual, it is still illegal if performed without a license, which it certainly fucking was in this case.
Oh my God, Jesus.
The victim reported that the two men who performed this surgery, Gates and Allen, were not only performing illegal castrations, however, but were also cannibals. And they was hungry. I'm going to eat that weenie. I like the looks of that weenie, and I'm going to gobble it up.
He said, at least let me have one ball.
We're going to have weenies and balls.
Did the other one, did they both get charged with cannibalism?
Well, it says here, according to the victim, 53-year-old Alan bragged about keeping severed body parts in his freezer. I'm guessing this is the other one, Alan and and Gates was the other one, Alan and Gates. And he and his partner Gates, they were ultimately charged with felony counts of battery with a dangerous weapon, maiming, assault, and misdemeanor charges of failing to bury body parts.
What?
They failed at that, apparently. Misdemeanor charges of failing to bury body parts.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even... Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right, for this quick one, going across the pond, 30-year-old corpse found inside an abandoned Paris mansion. It was Jim Morrison.
Holy shit.
I don't know. Let's see. And that was the end. This is the end.
Yeah.
I had to, right? I just mentioned Jim Morrison, Paris.
I was trying to think of one, but I couldn't. I was like, there's no fire involved, so I mean, I couldn't,
right.
You know.
Right.
I couldn't go there.
Oh, my. All right. So, that was fun. That was interesting. A lot of, that's just, you know, a handful of stories, yeah. And weird shit that happened in, you know, 2020, because it was definitely, you know, just a weird, weird year. But that's all behind us now, and, you know,
yep. now we got
the shit show of 2020. I can't even, 2020. Well, I want a wiener.
All you get wieners and balls.
Wieners and balls.
You're gonna like it.
I got a feeling that Jody is absolutely in love with the idea of not being on this particular podcast.
I imagine.
Wieners and balls.
Wieners and balls.
That's what we eat around here, boy. We're the Craigslist castrators. Find us on Craigslist. We'll come to you and cut up your wiener, and then we get hungry and we dispose of it by eating it.
We'll even share if you want some.
If you really want some, not too many of our satisfied customers do want to eat their own wiener. We never let a good wiener go to waste.
Yeah,
Jesus. Oh boy, yeah, that's a big time.
Oh, straight down the shooter.
Straight down the shooter, yeah, big time. All right. So as everyone knows, you know, well, at least those who've been listening to the podcast here recently, since you've joined this shit show we call the Night Living Dreads podcast, that, you know, you do a lot of, you know, mask, a lot of latex work and things like that.
Yeah.
Go check them out over at Nightmare Ninja Studios and on Facebook, and check out some of the shit. A lot of cool shit. And so what we're going to talk about involves a lot of those practical effects. These movies, yes, there's a lot in your regular, like, slasher type, you know, subgenre of horror. And I guess I should actually preface this by saying that I think that we've agreed there, Jack O'Monkey, that it'd be kind of cool because there's a lot of subgenres of this genre of horror that we all, you know and love. So, you know, I thought, man, this would be kind of cool. Maybe let's just start, you know, going down all the different, let's get a list of all the different subgenres, and, you know, let's talk about maybe a few movies that fit into that category. Just talk a little bit about it. And we're going to start doing that, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, a couple times, you know, a month, not like an every, you know, show type deal, but, we're going to start this one out with body horror. And you know, you're a special effects, a practical effects, you know, kind of guy, mask kind of guy. You want to tell people what this whole body horror thing is about, because it involves a lot of that.
What we were talking about, you know, what we should do for, you know, the first episode. And it's like, well, you know, everybody does, you know, their favorite things, you know, or whatever of the year. And I was like, well, how about, you know, new year, new me. Let's do, you know, body horror, you know, like transformations. It's like, fuck yeah.
Yes. new year, new me.
So that's the whole premise behind body horror is right. Just like the terrible, excruciating things that occur to you as you're transforming into some kind of fucking horrific creature, an otherworldly being somehow did something to you, and now you're transforming into a melting blob,
And it's usually the transformation usually isn't, you know, pleasant ones. Mutations, mutilations, you know, the whole zombification, you know,
right.
A lot of violence, you know, disease, or just, you know, complete contorting and just the unnatural movement of bodies. Yes, very disturbing type shit. So.
Very disturbing, very disturbing imagery. Usually a whole lot of fucking gore. Yes. I mean.
and the perfect example of that, obviously, the one that what most people would think of would be the Fly.
Yeah, The Fly. By good old King Cronenberg.
Yeah. And you know, but this actually goes back, this whole, you know, whole body horror subgenre really goes way, way the fuck back there, you know, at least at the very, you know, least 1950s. Early to mid 1950s with the original Fly, with the Blob, as I think you just, you know, mentioned. Did you like those movies, the original Fly? And there's a
The Fly, the Return of the Fly with Vincent Price. those were fucking classics.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you get, you know, the remakes, and then and now those are considered classics, you know, and they're in my opinion, they took what was originally created and fucking like kicked it up to 11 again, so to speak, you know what I mean?
Right,
like they, of course, you know, a lot had changed, you know, from the 50s, you know, till 77, you know, in the 80s and 90s, way further as far as, you know, effects, you know, practical effects, especially, you know.
Right. I just think the whole idea, you know, of, you know, just that concept. A lot of the concepts, as you meant, was it Cronenberg? As you know, a lot of his, you know, his concepts and just the stories and what he would come up with. It was like, you know, for instance, The Brood. I think was one of his from 78.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I mean, just that whole story. It's like it really gives you, you know, an idea about what is going on inside this guy's mind, or it just leaves you completely, you know, blank. But it's brilliant on the same, you know, breath.
Right. Exactly. And like in Rabid, it came out in 77. You know what I mean? And another one of Cronenberg's movies.
Right.
And
Shiver was too, right?
Yeah. That's what. Uh huh. Uh huh. Yeah, he was definitely unique, especially whenever he first came out. For sure, there was nothing else like what he was doing, you know, and like you're saying, just like the imagery and the effects, like it was fucking crazy, like and Videodrome. I mean, James Woods has like a pouch thing in his stomach where he can fucking put tape players, where he puts like VHS tapes and can play them. Like, what? What the fuck is going on here?
Like, a whole lot of what the fuck moments, just like what we just had with those stories.
Yeah. But, and it's right, and it's a whole lot of, you know, there's underlying things, you know what I mean? Like with Videodrome, the whole thing was, you know, violent TV and violent video games, and in The Fly, you know, was about HIV and AIDS. You know, like, his films had a deeper fucking meaning, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what was, you know, so crazy and fucking twisted, too. Like, the way that he presented it, you know, it's like, holy shit.
He always seemed to have a science, deep-rooted, you know, scientific approach to it, because he would throw a lot of that science that would be actually valid,
You're right, that science shit, yeah, he throw that at you, and it sounded legit, you know what I mean? It's like, holy shit, this guy sounds like he knows what he's fucking talking about. is this guy a real fucking doctor? Like, holy shit.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, actually, have you buying the fucking story and shit, you know, and that was another part of, you know, what really did it well with him. But I mean, and you get into the other some of the newer ones, like Contraction and fucking Teeth.
Oh my god! Oh,
I mean, it's some crazy shit. You know what I mean? But.
The old vagina chopper.
They definitely took something from Cronenberg, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And
sort of did their thing with it too, you know, like, that's what I really fucking dig. And like I was saying too, hell, I would even go so far as to say that fucking Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2. It would be considered a body horror movie.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I did want to get, you know, your opinions on what are some, because, you know, we've mentioned some of the classic, the go-to movies past and, you know, somewhat, you know, a little more, you know, present day. Movies right. that you just automatically think of when you hear body horror. What are some that you may not necessarily hear in, like, let's say the top five or top even 10 movies of body horror movies? What are some? And you said Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would. That's the one where Freddy is literally, he's inside that kid, Jesse. You know what I mean? And it's all about, you know, Freddy coming out of him.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think about it until like the other night, because I was trying to think of different, you know, body horror type movies, mm-hmm. other than, you know, the obvious, you know, Cronenbergs and, you know, movies like that. And that's when I was like, well, damn, I would consider Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 body horror. And, you know, The Thing, you know, John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's definitely a good one. And one that I didn't really even think about, because my wife and I were talking about it, and she was like, what about The Witches?
I'm not sure if I've seen that one.
Oh, shit. It's classic. It was made in the 80s. Let me see. We got it on VHS. Let me see if I can get her to find the fucking case real quick. But what's her name? The same lady that played Angelica Houston.
Okay.
She played you know, from the Addams Family movies.
Mm-hmm.
She played the Grand High Witch in this one. And it's all like what she, you know, the way she normally looks, though, it's like a mask that she wears. Like, she takes it off and rips it off, and she's a hideous fucking witch underneath. Like, the practical effects in that are really, really good.
Okay. I'll have to check that like out. But that you would consider that just because of what, like, the certain transformations whatnot.
Sure, because of the way that the witches are and shit, and they're trying to hide, gotcha. Hide what they are. That's the one that I would consider body horror that is actually kid friendly too. You know what I mean? Because it was considered a kids movie. Like, I remember I watched it growing up. You know,
I think we had talked about this before. Yeah.
I watched a lot of fucked up shit growing up though, but this is one that's actually okay for kids to watch. but let's see. What's another one of my Contraction, Teeth. Another one of my really favorite. Nightbreed for sure.
Okay, yeah.
And David Cronenberg actually plays in that one. He's actually the killer in that movie, yeah. which is quite a twist. But
quite a twist.
those are some of my favorites. Like Videodrome, The Fly, some of the not so obvious ones, From Beyond with Jeffrey Combs. That's a damn good one.
Yeah, and looking into, you know, kind of like a little history of body horror, that is one that does come up, From Beyond.
I would imagine. Yeah, that's a damn good one. It's definitely Lovecraftian for sure. And I just said it on the tip of my tongue. I lost it. There's a lot of really good ones out there. Most people, I mean, you wouldn't even really think about that, but Alien especially the first Alien movie. But
no, I can see that. I was thinking about that as well. I don't think you can leave that out at all. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
An early example, though, just kind of, you know, going back even further, a very, very early example of the body horror subgenre within a fictional writing is Mary Shelley's 1818 Frankenstein. It's the, the gothic horror, which is what a lot of people take and say that, you know, that's where the body horror subgenre kind of came, you know, has a lot of roots in, and that's the gothic horror. And that was, you know, and they say that was almost kind of the birth of science fiction.
Right. Oh yeah, for sure.
You know,
for sure.
Because, you know, I mean, just how Frankenstein came to be. Everybody knows the story, you know, and also, it's thought of as, you know, that's where the origin of body horror in a literary sense.
My wife actually just now reminded me of this one, and this might actually be my number one. And a lot of people might not, you know, be turned off by it, you know, because it's an anime, a Japanese anime.
Okay.
And it's actually one of the first anime movies that I ever watched.
Okay.
It's Akira. I don't know. Have you ever seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Like, the premise, basically, it's way in the future. There's a biker, a couple of punk kids, you know, got a biker gang, and they're running around. Well, one ends up smacking into this kid that has psychic abilities, and it ends up rubbing off on him. And he ends up not being able to control these psychic abilities that he's obtained. And his body just starts fucking mutating into this crazy fucking mass of absorbing flesh and metal. It's crazy. But that is that's probably that might be my number one, actually.
I almost want to say that was something that was mentioned in the a couple of the little videos that I watched, you know, just exploring some of the, you know, the top five, top 10.
Oh, shit. Body horror. Hell yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I seen that one. Then there was another one. It was a Japanese movie. It had more of a science fiction overtone to it. This was, you know, just you know, an actual movie. It was almost like this chick was, you know, seeking vengeance. You know, I guess, I don't know, whoever killed her father or something or whatever. And I guess the gore and just the brutality in this is like a mwah, you know, type shit. You know. Who knows? I can't think of the name of that one, though. Because that's kind of research and notes I take, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, there is another really good one that you were saying, too. Another, it's not anime, but it's a Japanese, and it's one of the you know, more famous ones is Tetsuo the Iron Man. And it's fucking crazy. I
think that might something. I don't know, man. I've seen a couple of them from way over there.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. It's really fucking crazy. Like, they use a lot of stop motion. There's actually three of those. There's Tetsuo the Iron Man, and then Tetsuo 2 Body Hammer, and Tetsuo the Bullet Man, which is actually the newest one, and Trent Reznor did all the music and stuff on that one as well.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's pretty fitting, I guess.
Yeah, and it's all original music. Yeah, which is it was a pretty good one. It was a pretty good one.
Awesome.
It's out of those three, my favorite's definitely Tetsuo 2 Body Hammer. That one's badass. That one's badass, but my number one is probably Akira.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. If you're into if body horror is your, you know, favorite subgenre of horror, then check those out, because I never understood that there were so many. I never realized that there were so many. Different
like sub-genres
of
right.
Just what I thought every that okay that's horror or it's not.
Yeah, that's scary movie.
Yeah, right.
Don't get us a scary movie.
We're going to get scared.
It got zombies. It got werewolves. Got vampires. What's it got in it?
What's it got? Right.
What's it got in it? I don't care. As long as it got some kind of monster or something scary, I'll watch it. It got ghosts.
You got ghosts?
Got demons?
Man,
got
but,
Bigfoot? Got Bigfoot?
You got yourself a cryptid?
Got them there big feet?
Got them there big feet?
Oh, man.
Oh, but there isn't. There's, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to get a list together because I think that maybe, you know, we'll just go through and we'll hit all the subgenres at some point.
Hell yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I think it's worth diving into because a lot of them I probably never knew even fucking existed. I've been watching the movies that these, you know, movies made, the genres, the subgenres that they may fit under and didn't even realize.
Hell yeah! I gotta throw in an honorable mention that I totally forgot about until just now.
Okay.
Altered States.
Oh yes, that one was also in a lot of the list and top movies of the body horror genre. Yes, Altered States.
My brother introduced me to that one when I was, I think, like 15 or 16. It was one of those ones that blew my fucking mind. I was like, holy shit. Like, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Really good one.
I think I have seen that, but it's been a while and I really don't, you know, it's one of those ones where, yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw it, but can't tell you a fucking thing about it.
You know? Oh, right. I mean, it's trippy as fuck. It's fucking crazy.
That's what I do remember. I do remember it being, you know, a little on the trippy, weird side, I guess.
Yeah, very much so.
Speaking of speaking of trippy and weird, I wanted to take just, the last, 3-4 minutes or whatever, a couple minutes, to just make mention of what we're going to talk about next week, because I'm pretty excited about next week's show.
You and me both.
Getting a little, different as far as the topic, but even though as long as it's, I guess, weird and just, I guess there is some, horror, I guess, that you could pull out of it. But we're gonna dive into the old Skinwalker Ranch and Skinwalkers period, and what is going on out there. We're gonna talk maybe about all the different theories, that we've heard, as much as we can fit into, an hour and a half. I'm not one that likes to do like 5-6 parts on one, topic, maybe a part two sometimes, but we'll try to just cram it all in. Most people are probably pretty familiar with the story out there at Skinwalker Ranch, and you were one of them, because there's a lot of Native American background going on there, and and that's right up your alley, ain't it?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah, I'd heard about it, and heard about the skinwalkers and shit when I was a kid and stuff. It's fucking crazy, like to hear about all that stuff going on there.
Yeah,
there's like you said, it's not just one thing. Like there's a lot of shit going on there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of shit going on there. It's fucking wild.
Whenever
you brought up the topic, I was very excited. I was like, oh hell yeah, this will be a really fucking good one.
Yeah, like I said, it was really kind of, I guess, a little different, because there is a lot of, talk about aliens. There is, a lot of, there's some talk about some, like, poltergeist-type activities, and it's just a little bit of everything going on, but I think, needless to say, and then, of course, me and you have talked, you got a lot of... your ancient Native American beliefs and what they, believed. And we're going to get into, as much as that as we possibly can. So I'm really excited about that next week. And I've already been looking into this and, diving into whatever I can find. Hopefully we can get some, a little bit of feedback from, the dreadheads and those that aren't dreadheads, but eventually will be. And any of you guys listening, get a little feedback on that. I made a post over there at the Facebook page, which everybody should get over there. I don't know. Or group, I should say, Facebook.
Hop on it. Let us know what you think. Give us some feedback.
Exactly. Yeah, I want to hear what you guys think about the Skinwalkers. I made a little post over there about that, and some people are, all into it. So, I don't know. I have my I'm skeptic. I'm a skeptic. Okay. I'll listen to everything, and I don't know. I don't know really how I feel about this right now. I'll just put it that way, but. I'll know come next Wednesday when that episode drops. You guys will know too. And this has been fun. I got some fried chicken to go eat. It just tastes so damn good. That's my piss poor Captain Spaulding.
Well, hopefully it's better than waiters and balls.
I want some fried chicken with a side of waiters and balls.
Side of waiters and balls. Extra balls.
Extra. We'll be right back.
I'm alone and scared. I lost my mommy. Can you help me? All I wanted to do was play with you. Please come and play with me. I'm so lonely. Why do you seem so scared? I know things no one knows. We're going to die.